The report says last year, more than 19% of Georgians lived in poverty. That's 160,000 more than in 2010. Melissa Johnson is a policy analyst with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute.
We still have a jobs problem. Unemployment is slowly getting better, but Georgia has still recovered only 2/3 of the jobs lost since the economic crisis.
And Johnson says many who were able to get employment are working low-wage jobs or part-time. She says that makes it difficult for families to meet basic needs and creates barriers to education, health care, and transportation.
Georgia cannot afford to have as many poor people as it does. It's bad for our economy. It's bad for our global competitiveness.
But Johnson says Georgia can reverse the trend.
And we just need to invest in poor people through child care, health coverage, making sure that young adults can go to college.
The U.S. Census Bureau says nearly half of the Georgians living in poverty are in Metro Atlanta. Michelle Worth, WEBE News.